You're listening to Venice, a Renanet Shy production. Chapter 2, Oasis.
All right, team, let's run through the status of all our projects.
After a night of scrambled dreams, I woke up restless and pissed the next morning. Did Mel think I wasn't going to notice? I mean, Mel and I weren't best friends, but we used to be close. Until we weren't. I honestly can't deal with her right now. Work is crazy, and she wants me to go to another stupid Oasis event on Friday. Something about points for guests she brings. So annoying. I'll ask her about the money when I see her.
Jessica?
Yeah. Hi, Sandy.
Sandy, I passed the Magic Tree project over to Jess.
Yes, he did. And we're on schedule to deliver on time.
Great. Okay, let's look at futures.
Hey, thanks for bailing me out.
No problem. Seemed like your mind was elsewhere.
Family stuff.
Ah.
Yeah, my sister. I'd love to get you a coffee or a drink as a thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. Friday?
My boy's having an event, but we can meet up before. 7?
Yeah, perfect.
Great, it's a date.
Down, up, and down, up, up, again, let's go. Down, up, down, up.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
What? I can't see you. What are you doing?
Squats.
Squats?
Girl, I have a date with Liam.
What? When?
Friday.
Woo!
I have 3 days to get it tight.
Yes, get that booty tight for Friday night.
Mel, once you've confirmed they're on the list, direct them to the backyard.
Got it, Chloe.
Excuse me, hi. Do you have a bathroom I can use?
Sure, it's just upstairs.
No, we haven't cleared the space yet.
It'll just take me 2 minutes.
We sage the space and everybody who enters.
I really need to go.
Please step outside. Mel, can you get on that, please?
Saging?
Yes, her energy was desperate and intrusive. Ugh. Sage me first, then do this whole space.
Got it.
So, you went from Houston to New York to Prague, then Nairobi, Chennai, and now LA?
I'm a traveling man.
So where are you off to next?
I think we need another round for that.
It's 8:30 and I actually need to go.
You double booked our date?
So this was a date?
Well, yeah. Unless you don't want it to be, since we're co-workers.
Oh no, I definitely do. Oh, that sounded eager.
I appreciate an enthusiastic woman.
Cool. So we'll do this again.
Absolutely.
I hated leaving Liam to go to another one of Mel's weird hippie parties. Ugh, nobody here believes in deodorant? Why am I even here? Oh, yeah, Mel. There she is. All wrapped up with Axel and Chloe. They look cozy.
Hey, sis!
Hey.
I was just telling Axel that you are an amazing project manager.
If you're half as talented as Mel, we'd love to have you at Oasis.
I'm not looking for a job. I'm happy with the one I have.
In corporate America?
Yes. Well. What's that for? Are you trying to imply something?
Traditional corporate business continues the antiquated capitalistic narrative of a useless education system that creates mindless drones.
And that has what to do with me?
You're just another sheep.
Okay. Okay, that's rude. I don't even know you.
Jess!
Axel can be a bit intense when he channels information. Sometimes the message just flows. It wasn't intentionally mean. It's just pure honesty. From source.
Huh. Okay, Mel, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. I can't believe you embarrassed me like that.
First off, he's nuts. Second, why did you lie to me about the deposit?
Because I knew you would understand.
Try me.
I'm working as their assistant, but it's temporary and not paid. I have to go through light worker training at the retreat. Then I can officially be staff.
So you have to pay them, with my money, in order to get officially hired as a light slave?
Light worker.
This sounds like a scam. You know that, right?
It's not a scam. It's totally legit.
They're hacks.
They're not. Just because I didn't go to college and I...
Here we go.
College is a scam. You know that. How much are you still paying for that degree that you needed to get a half-decent job?
It is not the same thing.
I'm paying $3,000 and in 6 weeks, I'll be able to charge $50,000 for a light worker healing session.
Yeah, okay.
Watch me.
Was she serious? What kind of Kool-Aid were Axel and Chloe giving my sister? Who on earth charges $50,000 for healing? And what exactly are they doing to justify that charge? They're not doctors.
Hey everyone! Gather around, gather around. You all know I'm a third generation shaman. There aren't many of us left on Earth who have the gift of talking to spirit, of channeling the voice of the divine, of healing others. All of you have been called. There's a reason why you're here with me and my beloved twin flame, Chloe, 5D beings whose sole purpose is to elevate you to higher consciousness.
As spiritual warriors for Gaia, we're raising the vibrations as we enter a new earth. And it all starts next week when we head to Topanga for our Oasis Lightworker Elevation Retreat.
Give me a break. Where's the bathroom?
Upstairs and to the left.
Thanks. Upstairs and to the left, here. I don't actually have to go. What's down here? Bedroom. The office. Axel and Chloe's office was illuminated only by the red glow of salt lamps. Papers scattered across the desk, a bookshelf lined the wall. Maybe it was the stillness or having escaped the indoctrination downstairs. Or maybe it was the salt lamps. But for the first time all night, I felt at peace. Relaxed. A new earth. Zero limits. The 48 laws of power, of course. Influence. The program.
Can I help you?
Oh, shit.
Why are you in my office? Looking for something in particular?
Hey, Axel. A New Earth. Oh, good book. I actually haven't read it, but I know it was on Oprah's book club. You have quite a collection of self-help offerings.
I like to educate myself. It's important to evolve and improve as a human.
Yes, totally.
The party's downstairs.
Yes. It is. I had to go to the bathroom, and you have such a beautiful house, I got distracted.
Yeah. Good thing I had my eye on you. After you.
Yes. Okay.
Jessica?
Liam, hi. What are you doing here?
This is my bud's place. Hey, Axel.
Hey, good to see you, man.
You know Axel?
Yeah, we were roommates in college.
Yeah, you did my retreat in Chennai.
Jessica and I work together.
No way.
Small world.
Indeed.
Axel has been pretty instrumental in my life. Helped me resolve a lot of trauma.
You mean with his tea?
It works. I was a skeptic, but Axel knows what he's doing.
I host healing circles for men. I guide them in connecting to their masculinity, emotions.
Oh, a man of many talents.
I am. Maybe one day you'll get to experience some of them.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna go find my sister and then head out. Liam, I'll see you Monday?
Yeah, see you Monday.
Mel? Hey, I'm not running away from this, so neither can you.
I'm not running. I just don't want to deal with you right now.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to hurt your feelings or whatever.
Thank you. That was really sincere.
I'm really glad you moved to LA, but I don't know what you're doing here. Okay, these people are weird. You could get any other job. It's a big city.
I asked you to help me find a job, remember?
Yeah. At my company, but we're not hiring, and you don't really have the skill set.
And I asked if I could stay with you.
My place is really small.
Chloe and Axel not only got me a job, they helped me find a place to stay.
Is that why you practically live here now?
I'm happy! You know, things feel different when people actually have your back!
Mel!
This has been a Ren and It Shy production. Venice is executive produced, directed, and written by Marissa Bramwell. Joel Edinburgh is the composer, music supervisor, and audio engineer. This episode featured music by Peter Parchek. You can buy his music on iTunes and Amazon. If you'd like to support our incredibly talented team, we are accepting donations. You can find our PayPal link as well as information about our cast and music in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.